Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I'm from Eros Coaching. That's EROScoaching.com. So I have a private practice working with people who have all kinds of sexual issues, and some people are really interested in the spiritual aspect of sexuality. And most of you will probably know, if you've been following my work for some time, that I have a book called Orgasmic Yoga. And Orgasmic Yoga is a practice in which you self-pleasure for 30 minutes for 30 days. And over this period of time, you develop new neural pathways in your body, and you have greater access to pleasure through this practice of going deep into your body. And there's another practice that we'll be sharing today, and this is a practice that I don't talk about, and the reason why I don't talk about it often is because I don't do it, and I certainly do appreciate it, however I don't do it. So often a lot of people confuse orgasmic yoga with orgasmic meditation. And I know about the work, and I've read the book by the founder. Today what we have is an OM practitioner who is going to be here sharing with us his experience. And I'm very happy to have him, very happy to have a man, and also very happy to have somebody who is passionate about OM. So what is OM? OM stands for Orgasmic Meditation. And today's show title is Discover Desire Through Orgasmic Meditation with Tony Ruli. And so this is the real power source to access everyone's pleasure through a regular OM practice. And he's passionate about getting people in touch with their desire in all facets of their lives, whether that be a sexual, emotional, or spiritual connection with yourself and with other people, about the masculine honoring and being of service to the feminine for the better. So Tony will share with us more about how he first encountered OM and how he became an advocate. So he's first learned it in Sydney and went to study this in the home of OM in California for 7 months, and now lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with his new wife. And so without giving away too much, welcome to the show, Tony.
Thank you very much, Dr. Martha. Thank you very much for letting me speak about this topic that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, and I know you are passionate about it because I follow one of the OM groups, and you post in it. And since I know you personally and have met you and feel comfortable with you and have full respect of who you are and what you do, I decided to interview you for this show. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
So tell us the backstory. Tell us the backstory of how you got into OM. You know, I could read from your profile that you gave me, but I thought, you know, it's much more exciting hearing it from the horse's mouth.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting journey. I was on a adult dating site. I was just hooking up, having casual sex with people, and I got tired of that, and I sort of paused the online dating thing, and I was just kind of investigating alternatives, you know, like tantra and the like, and yoga, and just trying to really find something spiritual, something more in-depth and with more meaning. And funnily enough, I had this membership with this online sex site, website, and I'd only used 3 months of it, but I hadn't been on that site for like 5 months, and I remembered that I had friends there that I'd stayed in touch with, and when I returned to that site, long story short, basically there was a profile that appeared and it said, as one of my matches, saying, and the headline was, if you want to get to know me, you have to om first. And I'm like, wow, om, what's om? So I did the investigating, I looked into it, doing the usual Google thing, and I thought, a little bit skeptical, not sure, but I had a philosophy of just trying anything. And I signed up for the course in, or intro to orgasmic meditation in Sydney back in September 2015. I attended the day. I was so nervous. At the start, I'm going, what am I getting involved with here? Am I really, is this all for real? Am I just wasting my money? Am I wasting my time? But I had all these pessimistic thoughts, but I sort of fought through all that overthinking and just sat in there and I said, I'm going to give everything my best shot and give it all of my attention. And I'm glad I did. I sat through the whole day with all the exercises. And then I was still pessimistic, and I thought, well, at the end of the day, they had a lab where you actually try out the orgasmic meditation practice. And I thought, well, if I get asked to I'll go ahead with it. If I don't, I'll just walk away and forget about it. And thankfully, someone asked me to and the sensations after, it was like, wow. I thought it wasn't possible. I remember 3 hours after doing the class, I couldn't write. I just felt very electrified in my body, and I was just trembling a lot, and literally it was like a state of shock for me. And I said, right, there is something in this practice. And I remember picking up the telephone and contacting the woman that I had owned with, and the first thing she said, what is going on? You know, like, she was still buzzing and electric and feeling things 3 hours after the ohm. So I decided to take up the practice. I started attending morning practices that following Tuesday. I did my intro to aim down a Saturday, and then on the Tuesday I attended morning practices and stayed with it ever since. And yeah, it has been an eye-opening, emotional, and an intrinsic journey for me, where I've been traveling within and getting deeper, learning about myself and accessing my feelings as a man. In today's world, we're taught to be macho and to not feel and conform to all of society's rules and standards. But the biggest thing that I've got out of OM is to feel and to connect with people. When I was online dating, what I didn't realize was I was missing the connection. I was in denial that I wanted to be connected to someone. I'd been so burnt by relationships in my past that I was scared to connect with people again, and OM got me connecting with myself and all the sensations that go through in my body, as well as connecting with everyone, not just females, but it just expands across where you work and who you interact with, and everything that you do. So it becomes a new discipline.
That's cool. That's really nice that you shared how you have come across OM and how you started it and how it has changed your life. So I'm glad you had that practice, because it's one thing, as we all know, it's one thing to know about it in an intellectual way, and it's another thing to really do it and really then have the experience of feeling it in your body.
Exactly.
And so it sounds like you had a profound experience the first time.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very powerful experience. Above all the nervousness and the tension of, oh, am I doing this right, which is the typical thing, for example, when you meet someone new in your life and you're making love to her for the first time, or and it's like, am I doing this right? You want to get things right, whereas over time, you just start relaxing and learning about the person. And it's the same thing with orgasmic meditation. And, like, the first time, the first 20-odd times, it's going to be a whole big learning process. But once you settle down and you've learnt the whole process, because it's set in a container, and that container is the same with all orgasmic meditation practitioners around the world, we all follow the same procedure, and there's all the same safe ports and the same duration. It only goes for 15 minutes. So, you become attuned to the whole practice.
Yeah. So it's just like anything, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. Okay, so we have a break,
yes.
And after this break, we'll find out more. What exactly is OM?
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And you are listening to the OM Times. You are listening to Eros Evolution on the OM Times Radio Network. And you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. And today we're talking about Discover Desire Through Orgasmic Meditation with Tony Rulli. And he first started OMing in Sydney, Australia, on the 5th of September 2015, and so that was 2 years ago. And he's been practicing it since then. And I just want to do a shout out that he'll be appearing as a guest on the 16th of September at the Sex and Struggle live event at Chester, Pennsylvania, and it's 16 miles from Philadelphia. So if you want tickets, it's not too late. You can have access to it. You can go to my website. That's Eros Evolution at a Glance. So just Google Eros Evolution at a Glance, and you'll be able to see the show and the link and the description and the link to purchase the tickets if you are in or near Chester, Pennsylvania. So we've talked about Tony's experience to OM. So let's explain more what is OM. I have an idea what it is because I have read the book and I've asked friends and they showed it to me without really going into the practice. But yeah, I really love to hear from you, Tony. What is OM?
Okay. Orgasmic meditation, or OM, as we say for short, is a 15-minute partnered practice where one partner who is a stroker, can be male or female, strokes for 15 minutes on the clitoris of a woman with no goal other than to feel, connect, and be present. So, it's basically a practice of a larger state of consciousness building, and it's building better intimacy and stronger connections. And yeah, it's in a set container, as I said earlier. There's a set procedure, and it is a sexual practice, but it's also a consciousness practice. Yeah, there's no denying that you're touching a woman's clitoris, who is the strokee, that's the sexual element. But then when you're immersed in it, it doesn't become sexual anymore. You're just focused on the point of contact. Yeah, you're not meditating with your eyes closed. You're keeping your eyes on the pussy. You're keeping your eyes on the clitoris. And you're just stroking for your own pleasure. You're not doing anything for her. You're not doing anything extraordinary. It's for yourself. You'll feel as a stroker, as a man or a woman, you're feeling into the sensations. And it's amazing what can come up through a finger, on left index finger, on a clitoris, and the sensations that you feel through all of that. It can range from a warm, buzzy sensation in your arms, or you could be feeling a deep shiver down your back, or you could get electrical pulses, or it's just a myriad of sensations. You could be sweating. You could be, just getting warm, mild vibrations up your legs. It's just amazing. It's just focusing on what you're feeling. And then at the same time, you're stroking to feel and be in resonance with the person that you're stroking. So if you're not sure, the stroker makes offers. Would you like more pressure? Would you like less pressure? Their offers. Would you like downstrokes? Would you like upstrokes? Would you like a slower stroke? Would you like a faster stroke? Their offers. But the strokee does not have to accept those. She's taking you to the highest point of sensation. She will be making adjustments. If you're not on her spot with the highest point of sensation, then she will take you there, and that's where the desire comes from. The desire comes from taking you to the highest point of sensation for a stroke E. So it's a partnered practice. You don't have to get dressed up for it. You don't have to, you know, it's not a date. It's not having sex. It's not any goals, you know, that you have. Throw them out the window. The only goal is to feel. You're just being present and you're focusing on being stroked, or you are stroking, depending on who you are in the practice. So, you know, you're basically, you know, you're going to, you know, it's going to cultivate your attention, you know, where you're just keeping your focus on the point of contact. So this becomes sort of like the discipline of vomiting. And it's just simple, as I mentioned. It's removing anything extra. There's no romance. There's no interpretations. There's no value judgments. You know, it's just what is in the moment. And then you've got desire. You know, you're just tapping into the natural desire that the body wants. You know, you make requests and you make offers. Yeah, and then finally, the final tenet is about connection. You know, that feeling, the connection created, or limbic resonance, as we like to say within the community. It's, you know, you're present as 100% of yourself, and she is present as 100% as herself, and then you meet at the third. And that's where the spiritualness about the practice evolves.
Mm. Great, fantastic. So this is a practice in which sex and spirit meets, from what you're saying, and it is definitely for listeners out there, it's definitely much more than sex. So this is when the consciousness, the presence, and the focus helps with the transition into meditation. This is when it's much more than just about opening up your legs and having one look at your clit and stroking it. It's much more than that, much, much more than that. Over time, with practice, you can get into a state of focus, concentration, and access to pleasure, even with, I believe, as simple as one stroke.
Correct. And the beauty of the practice as well is that there's no commerce. It's not like I'll stroke you if you, you know, buy me a diamond ring, or you can stroke me and I'll buy, you know. There's nothing like that. Too often in this world, some people have got the thing of, if I cook your dinner, I'll give you a blowjob, or you do the washing, we can have sex, or there's that trade-off. Well, Om teaches you to get rid of all of that. Om teaches you that there is no formula. Yeah, it's it's all about what you're feeling in the moment. And for me, before I learned to Om, I had like a formula when it came to sex. I would kiss, then touch, you know, touch her breast, you know, touch her pussy, touch her body. Then I would, you know, pretty much move into oral sex, and then from oral sex move into normal sex, and then that used to be the end of the night sort of thing. So there was that kind of formula, whereas now my sex has opened up where I feel into the moment. If I want to have sex first, then and I'm feeling that way, and I'm feeling resonant with my partner, that that's the right thing to do, then I go in and do that. If I feel oral sex is right, then I'll go into that. But there's no particular order anymore. You're just going with the flow and going with what feels right. And it's the same in OM. You're stroking. If you think, oh, yeah, I can feel something better if I stroke faster with downstrokes. And if it's not right, then the strokee will come out and adjust you. And that's where you learn as a man stroking that it's not about your ego. You drop your ego. You just center yourself on the moment. You don't. You know, there's no bravado involved. You're not doing anything. She's, in, if anything, she's adjusting you to take you to the highest point of sensation. And when she takes you to her highest point of sensation, you get the highest sensation in the OM as well. And, you know, you don't have an OM on your bed. You try and keep it exclusive because it's not sex. It's not part of foreplay. It's not part of anything other than trying to build a connection and consciousness with the person. And yeah, when you separate the bed, then you know the container becomes a whole lot more cleaner as well. So you know it's a matter of being totally aware of your surroundings and being totally aware of the moment.
Yeah, that's really important. So we have a break coming up, and after this break, we'll ask Tony more questions around home.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Eros Evolution. And if you're interested to have an own practice and you have been really intrigued by this, you can definitely reach out to Tony. He's offering his support, okay, for free. And he believes in not making OM about money. And you can reach out to him through Facebook private messenger, and he doesn't have any like agenda. He does have a full-time job, and he's doing this because he's passionate about this, and he's definitely a man of integrity and very open and very open-hearted. And so I definitely recommend him for those who are interested to find out more, or like to maybe make contact with somebody in your city and things like that. So yes, today's show title is Discover Pleasure Through Orgasmic Meditation. And we have been talking about how Tony got into orgasmic meditation, and we also talked about just before the break what OM is about, orgasmic meditation, and how it is much more than sex, and how it's about a practice into practicing more presence and consciousness. And so that has allowed for him in particular to let go of agenda when he's having sex with someone, and really be in the moment. And I think this is something that a lot of people struggle with, especially when it's about bringing someone somewhere or taking them somewhere, rather than following the journey and also listening and getting feedback. So it's a practice of much more than just understanding it in your head. It's really something that you get when you do. So is there anything else that you would like to elaborate on this practice, Tony?
Yeah, I would like to clarify how in OM we make the difference between orgasm and climax. You know, like everybody seems to be focused on climax. We in orgasmic meditation, the difference is that orgasm is the sensation in all of your body, that touch, that kiss. You know, like wherever you are in that moment, you know, like it's just about feeling into everything that you do. But in orgasmic meditation, it's all about feeling into the moment and feeling what is going on in your body. That's the orgasm. So it's a constant wave of sensation. And climax is basically ejaculation, or what everybody else calls orgasm out in the world there. Yeah, like it's not ejaculation. It's not, you know, a woman finally, yeah, like it is, the climax is what, you know, everyone seems to be going for, but it's not the be all and end all. And you're just feeling into everything. Like it's been so extraordinary for me. It's just like just the slightest touch that I receive. It's just like, oh my God, that touch on my arm felt really rich and wholesome and warm and loving. You know, it's amazing. While you you could go through a whole lot of sensations. Like 3 weeks ago, I was omming with my wife, and I started crying, and it was a moment where I've had a lot of self-love issues, and it was a moment where I grew deeper in the self-love, and the message I got: I am love, and I am loved. Yeah, in that moment. So every OM is different. You're going to get a different message. You're going to get a different sensation. You could be laughing. You could be having a really hot and sexy moment. You could be sometimes I've had people fall asleep just about. You know, you don't have to OM monogamously. You can OM with many partners. I used to OM with many partners, but now I choose to OM monogamously with my wife. And the reason why I do that is because I'm a feeler. I'm an empath, and I can feel my wife's presence in the room, and instead of stroking my strokee, I'll end up stroking her, even though she's in the room being stroked by somebody else, I'll be feeling her rhythm and her flow, and I'm constantly getting adjusted by the strokee that I'm with. So to eliminate all that and build a whole lot more concentration, and my wife and I agreed that we just on monogamously. So there's no other reason other than that. But if you want to with anyone, it's totally fine. Everybody stays by the strict container. Anyone who breaks the container, it's amazing how strokees get together and they tell each other what has happened, and pretty much it filters out the undesirables. It's a natural process where the feminine rises and supports each other. And that's not to say that the masculine doesn't support. Yeah, the masculine is there at a big support level, where they hold the container. And just once in a while, if there's someone that wants to contaminate the container, there's been cases where strokees, the woman wants something different than the standard strokes. It's up to the stroker to maintain the container and stick with more pressure, less pressure, upstroke, downstroke, faster stroke, or slower stroke. And that's what you're limited to. There's a discipline in that. And there's nothing more and nothing less. And it's just for 15 minutes, 2 minutes of come down time where you're just giving deep pressured strokes to ground the strokee in the last 2 minutes of the practice. But for 13 minutes, you're stroking away what resonates. And then for the final 2 minutes, you're just downstroking to ground not only the strokee, but yourself as well. It's amazing as a man or a woman, I should say. It can be you can be gay or straight to do the practice, so there's no discrimination at all with the practice. It's just up to if you're a gay, I understand gay men, some may have an issue about stroking a clitoris. So, if they're totally uncomfortable with that, then obviously it's not going to be the practice for them. But there are gay men that do practice orgasmic meditation, and it's just strictly about the practice, and they take it as a consciousness practice, the way it was intended to be.
Mention that it's not about attraction. And although you might be with somebody that you may have a sexual or romantic attraction to, orgasmic meditation is not about that. So this is the reason why gay men also do it.
Yeah. Then you'd be surprised. It's like you'll be omming with someone that you were completely unattracted to, but you're just there for the practice, But then you'll have this amazing time and you'll have a really hot sensation. It's like, wow, you're really connected at that level. And then sometimes it's completely, you'll be omming with someone that you're attracted to, but the sensations are completely off. It's just like, it doesn't feel right. It feels messy. It feels, it varies, and it's just like, don't have any expectations. The big thing is do not have any expectations. That's the biggest thing that orgasmic meditation has taught me. Drop the expectations. Just be present in the moment. Connect with the person that you're with. You're going to have messy moments. Like if you're a woman and you're having a period, don't worry. We wear the stroker wears gloves, and you know, you're sitting on an Omtel, and you know it can be done whether you're having your period. You know, and the thing that you've got to understand, when a man is stroking you during those moments, he's accepting you as you are. He's accepting you as the natural person that you are. You know, he's not there to judge you. Yeah, everything's... But for example, in the noticing step, when you're observing her pussy and you're explaining parts, for example, I noticed that your outer labia are engorged and a bright red color, and your clitoral hood is slightly open and is a bright pink color. You're saying what is. You're not embellishing it with any other terms. You're not saying you have a magnificent outer labia that's a sexy bright red. No, you're getting rid of all those embellished terms. You're saying what is. And that builds on your life outside of the practice, where you're accepting what is. You're accepting people for who they are. And you're accepting the perfection of the person as they are. They've shown up, presented themselves with no agenda, and that's all that matters. You're there to connect. So, you know, it's vitally important that people get to understand that philosophy, and it's really, really important that you don't expect anything. No commerce, no, you know, just don't expect anything from it. Just show up and be present. And I think today in the world, with the internet and everything can go on fast pace, just slow down. Just slow the fuck down. It's important to do that. We just don't slow down anymore.
Yes. So even though we want to slow down, the show is going really fast. And so stay tuned for the last 15 minutes of today's show.
The best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show. Today we're talking about orgasmic meditation with Tony Rullo. And I just want to say that I've probably been pronouncing his name wrong. And so if you want to find him on Facebook so that you can private message him, look for his name. That's Tony Rullo, R-O-L-L-O, okay? And yes, it's very important you get the name correct. And I tend to get names wrong because I'm Asian, you know. We're not used to foreign names, but anyway, yes, so today we've been talking about how Tony got into orgasmic meditation. He's talking about what is orgasmic meditation and clarified some things around orgasmic meditation, being that it's not about the orgasm, even though the name is called orgasmic meditation. It's about the sensation of orgasm, okay, not orgasm. And it's also about not being gender. It's not about gender. It's not about attraction. Yeah, and all the other benefits of orgasmic meditation. So, Tony, you have an offer, which I started to mention earlier in the show, but it would be nice to hear from you. What is your offer for listeners out there?
Well, I'd like to offer, well, I always offer free orgasmic meditation training. I can do it through Skype. I know people who are OM practitioners around the world. So if you wanted a face-to-face training, then I can refer you to those people. But I'm personally offering orgasmic meditation trainings, whether face-to-face or through Skype, whatever you're comfortable with. I'm going to need to Skype with you because I need to show you how to set up a nest, and that's where the meditation takes place. So, I'm offering my services free of charge. I'm in service. I'm just putting in my masculine and being of service to the feminine and being in service of orgasmic meditation. And any man or woman or couple that wants to learn more about it, please feel free to contact me through Facebook Messenger. I don't have a website. I'm sorry about that. Just follow the links on the OM Times Radio link with Martha's show, and get in touch with me through Facebook, private Messenger, and we can take it from there. I'd be only too happy to teach you how to OM.
Thank you very much for that. And like he mentioned earlier, he is practicing monogamously, and the reason why he's doing it is because he's an empath, and I think it's really important because when you are really close with someone, what they feel is what you feel, and what you feel is what they feel, and so it's just a extension of what he's mentioning, which is the clear container that he's having. So with that, it feels even much better to me, and much more in integrity. So it's not about attraction, as we mentioned earlier. It's about him offering his service as the masculine. And orgasmic yoga meditation, is actually very healing, because often it's about the shroki, who is often a woman who feels that she needs to perform or do things and please. And this time the tables are turned, and it's about receiving, and all about the person who is being stroked and their pleasure. So I feel that
orgasmic meditation accesses her desire. That's how she accesses her desire.
And
sorry about that.
Yeah, and that can be very powerful and even life-transforming from some people. Like Tony mentioned, it's about him learning to be in his presence and let go of agenda. So there's so many things about orgasmic meditation that it's much harder just describing in words. It's something that should be experienced and felt. And listeners out there, you can do it with a partner. Can do it with your partner, and Tony's offering that service of training. So yeah, reach out to him. Yes, so Tony, how can people who are single find OM in their city? You mentioned they can ask you, and how can they choose partners? You know, like I've come across people who offer them. So how do you choose one?
Okay, well, the OM community is wide and varied all around the world, or spread around the world, I should say, not varied, spread around the world. And usually you would contact the organization like One Taste, and there's Facebook communities as well that have their respective cities. For example, for me in Philadelphia, I've got the Philadelphia OMMers group page on Facebook, so we all connect there and we all ask each other for OMMs. It's once you start getting involved in the community, basically everybody knows somebody around the world or in a particular city. It's fairly connected. It's pretty good in that respect. So it's not hard to find someone, and you should always OM with someone who has been trained, that's undertaken the training. Don't try and do it on your own. It can get a little, you'll get off the container, and that's where the safety issue comes around. It should be like, you should ask your partner, have you been OM trained? And if you're not sure, ask people around in the community. And the community's pretty vigilant in that everybody knows each other. And if there is a new OMMer, people will ask questions and talk about a person saying, hey, he holds a container, or she holds a container well. It's all about looking out for each other and connecting with each other. So that's pretty much how we operate as the Orgasmic Meditation community.
Nice. So thanks for that. That's useful. What are some of the things around safety that you could mention just briefly?
Number one, make sure that they've been trained either by attending, say, a One Taste introduction to OM Day, or an OM accredited trainer, or someone that has done extensive coaching training. So that way, and get involved in OM circles as well. OM circles are where the community gets together and we all OM together. You could be monogamous, or you could OM with anybody in those circles. But there's safety in numbers as well in that environment. So there are people that open their homes up that are experienced OM practitioners. I'm one of those people that my wife and I have opened up our home, and we organize OM circles every Friday night in Philadelphia at our home. And you'd have like up to four or five nests in the room, which is like five couples OMing all at the same time. And that's how you sort of interact and get to know each other. And there's that safety aspect of getting to know one another in that environment.
That's wonderful. So thank you so much for coming on today's show. That's the time we have, and time really flew by today in particular. Thank you. It's flown by really fast today. And so next week I will have Jenna Joy, and we're going to, next week's show title is Give Us This Day Our Daily Pleasure. She's a tantric sexologist. So she's a leadership, life, and intimacy coach. And so she teaches and runs the Art of Tantric Massage Professional Training. And yeah, she's a very seasoned practitioner. And so she talks about orgasmic vitality. And so stay tuned for Eros Evolution next week for more on being able to have more pleasure in your life. So this is Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching, eroscoaching.com. Be sure to check out Eros Evolution. Just Google Eros Evolution and you'll be able to have access to all the shows and also the links to have access to Tony. So yeah, so stay tuned to Eros Evolution next week. And in the meantime, have a really great week ahead. And be sure also to leave a comment or drop me an email at drmasterlee@eroscoaching.com if you have any feedback, questions, or maybe recommendations of what kind of guests I should have on the show. I do have a Facebook group, a Facebook page called Eros Evolution, which you may want to join so you can be the first to know who is coming on when. I do keep that updated. So so let's stay in touch. And thanks very much again, Tony Rulo. Oh my God.
Thank
Tony
you.
Rulo.
Thank you, Martha. That's fine.
Oh my God. Yes. So get his name right. Don't be like me. Yes, and have a great week again. Bye bye.